Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports fans, draft fans? It's your humble host, David West, DW, here on Monday evening. Hope everyone's had a wonderful day. I certainly have. It's been very productive, both on the work end. I did a little bit in AIA scouting this evening just to get a feel for the gems this year that are truly being overlooked. Thank you for joining Inside the War Room tonight. We are on episode 5 of Season 2. Tonight we will be joined by free safety Derek Ferguson of Southeastern Oklahoma, a really big safety that's 6'3", 212. He's got a lot of big size. He's fearless over the middle. He hits you like a truck. We will have him on very shortly. He's a guy that has been around quite a bit, but he's a very talented guy. He has a lot to say in a very competitive conference. The Great American Conference has a lot of NFL talent that has been coming around for the last few years, and he definitely fits the mold of the safeties that are coming in the league today. So I will not keep our guest on hold any longer tonight. Mr. Derek Ferguson will be joining us now. Derek, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Derek, how are you
doing?
How you doing
today? I'm doing all right.
It's been quite a busy day for me. I had a regular day at work in the office, and then I was doing a lot of NAIA scouting this evening. I've got a list of probably 500 guys I want to look at. I probably maybe got through 40 of them this evening. But I just wanted to get our show and get going, tell our listeners a little bit about you, what you're looking forward to with your last season in college football. I told them your size, which is – very impressive and eye-popping. Scouts are going to love that about you. We'll jump straight into it. We've got about 25 minutes. We're going to hash this out. I'm going to ask you some questions about your game, your coaches, the famous shadow comparison segment, which I do with all the prospects. I let you give your take on who you remind your play of in the league. And then after watching your film, I'll give my take on who you remind me of. And I know you've been dying to know all day who in the league I've compared you to. And a lot of people love this segment because it connects a face with a person in the NFL. And I've gone before with people that have retired. I've gone to people going back to 1990. You never know who I'm going to pick, but I guarantee you the guy I picked tonight is someone that's actually playing right now. And I think he's a starter too. So we'll jump straight into it. Tell our listeners what the process was going through high school. Obviously, you had ideal size for a lot of talent evaluators, but the high school process and then, you know, selecting your school of choice going into college football.
Well, whenever I went through high school, I actually only played my senior season. I didn't play freshman, sophomore, or my junior season just due to grade issues. I would kind of plunk out whenever the season would come, and it kind of just messed me up as far as that. And I took school way more serious my senior season. And I got recruited. I wasn't a qualified at high school, but I was recruited. The only school that, I received some type of letters from was schools like SMU. And I actually talked to Tennessee State, and they were actually about to extend an offer to me before I took my SAT scores, and my SAT scores were too low. And that's whenever I started looking into junior colleges, and the first junior college to reach out to me was Navarro Junior College, and then I started receiving, like, you know, other letters from other schools, and I actually had a high school classmate that had went to Arizona Western, so I actually just ended up signing to Arizona Western just due to him, and I looked up the school, and they had a lot of stuff going on, and that's where I ended up going out of high school.
Well, it's so important to take a journey and find the school that fits you. Sometimes it's a teammate that commits you. Sometimes it's a coaching staff. And eventually you made a journey to a different school. Tell us about the process from JUCO to your next stop.
Well, whenever I started off at Arizona Western, and I kind of got a little bit homesick. It was my first time being away from home, so I wanted to come back and play a little bit closer to home, man. I ended up going to a school called Lawnmowers Junior College after sitting out a year. I sat out a year, and then I played the next season. And I played over there, and that's whenever I actually started getting a lot more attention. Well, I got attention playing over at Arizona Western. But whenever I kind of got a little bit more film, I started getting more attention from a lot of Division I scouts. And I remember speaking with I remember my first contact with any school was West Virginia, and I remember talking with Coach Dunlap and him telling me he was asking me, did they recruit me out of high school or anything, because he kind of remembered talking to me, and I told him, you know, I wasn't recruited out of high school. He was kind of shocked just the fact that I wasn't recruited out of high school, and I mean, it took off from there. I had a lot of Division I schools calling me and everything, but I mean, I just didn't have the grades. I didn't get that associate's degree, so that's whenever I kind of started looking into Division II schools. I didn't know anything about Division II schools, but whenever I started learning a lot about them, I chose to go to Texas A&M Kingsville, and that's where I started my Division II. I got to Texas A&M Kingsville, and actually, like the second day of practice, I suffered a torn quad muscle. So I was kind of out from there.
Well, you know, Texas Kingsville is actually a school that a lot of people don't know about, especially with the casual draft. But through a bigger spectrum, people got to realize that one of the best cover DBs ever to play the game came from Kingsville, in Al Harris. Did you ever have any interaction with Al Harris, or did he ever come to the school to, I guess, give any wisdom to you guys? And I'm also going to talk about your relationship with Coach Atterbury. I know you two probably have a chemistry with each other, but did Al Harris ever reach?
Well, Al Harris never came to the school, but we actually, when Coach Atterbury left, because Coach Atterbury left after December, after my first semester, my first season, he left to go back to the Southeastern Oklahoma, and we had got kind of a new coaching staff a little bit, and we had got the DB coach who coached Al Harris, and he was a real good coach, Coach Jefferson. And, I mean, we never had any interaction with Al Harris. So, I mean, he never came back as far as whenever I was there to, you know, visit the school.
Well, just to give people in the spectrum, Al Harris, like I said, was one of the best cover corners to play. He played with Charles Woodson for a year. He was in a Green Bay jersey forever. I'm not sure what Al's doing these days. I saw his name floating around not too long ago. But you go to Kingsville, and then you transfer over to Southeastern Oklahoma, where you're at right now. You have a good relationship with Coach Atterbury. Tell me about your chemistry with him and, I guess, your decision to make the final trip in your last college football season.
Well, Coach Atterbury, I mean, he's kind of more than a coach, and he was real hands-on with me with everything. And whenever I got hurt over at Kingsville, and I tore my quad muscle, and I remember him calling me in the office. I was real down. You know, I mean, it was a real down situation for me because I was really looking forward to the football season. And Coach Atterbury called me in his office, and we kind of discussed it. And I thought about just going home because, I mean, I was just so down at the time. And he told me, you know, he would keep me on scholarship, and he told me not to rush into getting back on the field and just to take my time and rehab and make sure everything was right before I got back out there. And, I mean, I've always kind of stayed in contact with him, and I mean, he's a real good – he's more than a coach for me.
It's so important to have a good relationship with your coach and the staff. If you want to follow Derek on Twitter. It's at dferg_9. Shoot him a follow. He's getting ready for the grind in this final season. And hopefully he'll get some draft scouts coming his way with his love and you know appreciation for the game as well as his size. We'll get into that in just a bit. As well, if you want to check out any of the other interviews, NFLDraftForum.com/interview. 2016 interviews are up. We've got four interviews tonight. Derek, you're our first safety on the show this year. It's really going to be unique that you're setting the standard for safeties so far in this class. That should be pretty unique. Let's move into more of your game. There's a lot to like about your game. I've watched your film probably four times today. And previously before, you know, we've been chatting before getting ready for this interview. Obviously, your size stands out. You're fearless over the middle. You know, you're going to make the big play. You're aggressive. And you actually have a lot of athletic ability that a lot of people are going to overlook on film, but it's there. You know, you have a few plays where you high point the ball very well. It's something that stands out. What do you pride in your game the most? Is it your physicality? Is it that you're a team leader? Is it something that – what makes you stand out from, you know, all the other great safeties in your conference, of the Great American Conference, or, you know, just your division? What makes you stand out?
I mean, well, of course my size, but at the same time, I feel like I have, like, a lot of athletic ability for the size that I am. And I'm real physical. I love to come down and hit. I'm real good in the run support, and I can cover as well. So, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of like, you know, I can pretty much do everything, and you know, it's some things that I kind of need to study more as far as like whenever it comes to film study, and I really want to get into the film room more as far as like being a student, more of a student of the game, and I feel like that would help me out a lot more. But I feel like as far as like physicality. Like, I mean, I'm coming in and I'm hitting everything, anything in sight. I'm not scared to hit. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. And, I mean, I can pretty much cover. I'm good off the hash. I can get off the hash real good. I'm downhill safety, run support, coverage.
You're downhill safety. You're very physical. If you ever get a chance, I'm talking to the listeners here. If you ever get a chance to watch this film, just look at the physicality, what he brings to the table. It's kind of the new breed of safety that's coming up through the NFL. Cam Chancellor comes to mind, you know, one of the most physical guys in the league. Troy Polamalu, now retired. Adrian Wilson, guys like that, you know, set a standard for physical safeties. There's all different types of airs of them. And Derek, you know, is no exception. He's going to lay the boomstick on you. You know, the hit stick in Madden that we all like to say. Something also that you did well is cover ground very well. You know, you scan the field very well, but you're not going to let guys get by you regardless. And that's another thing that, you know, you cover exceptional ground. I could probably guess you're 40 times in the 4-5s at least. That's hard to say on tape. But let's go into the shadow comparison segment since we have a few more spots I want to hit before we close up tonight. Who do you remind yourself or who do you compare your game to in the NFL today, CFL? Is there someone that you mold your game around? And could you tell our listeners who that is and why?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's multiple safeties I mold my game around. But one of my favorite safeties that's active and playing right now that I mold my game around is more of like Cam Chancellor. I love Cam Chancellor the way he plays because he's real physical. He's not scared. He'll hit anybody. And that goes for big running backs and, you know, receivers as well. And another safety that I like is Eric Reed. That's another one of my favorite safeties, Eric Reed. And, I mean, of course, everybody. My favorite player of all time, who I watch more film on than anybody, probably would be Sean Taylor. I watch a lot of Sean Taylor film just because, you know, he's one of the greatest safeties to ever play the game.
Sean Taylor, that's a guy that I've evaluated a lot of guys over the year, and Sean Taylor, honestly, probably would have went down as probably the best safety to ever play the game.
Definitely.
Was out of this world. I'm sure you've probably watched a Football Life with him before.
I definitely did.
It's just his physicality, what he brought to his game. You know, his hits were out of this world. It's something that a lot of people, you know, look over with him, his work ethic. And, you know, Sean Taylor's out there. I'm going to tell our listeners who you remind me of. He's a strong safety. I think you can play either or. But you remind me of undrafted Toledo star who plays for the Dallas Cowboys right now is Barry Church. Have you watched Barry Church?
I knew it was Barry Church. I knew it was Barry Church. I was really going to say that whenever we talked before. I knew it was Barry Church.
Well, there you go. Barry Church is exactly who you remind me of. He's from undrafted from 2010. He's a starter on the Cowboys defense. So far, he's got about 5 forced fumbles, I think, in the league today and 3 picks. He's not super ball hawk, but he's your physical guy. Barry Church is exactly who he reminds me of. Church is a good guy that is a roamer in space, very physical. He was a 4-time All-MAC player from every year he played in school. And he got the Ed Courage Award a few years back. But Barry Church is who you remind me of. So after all day he's been waiting to hear who he reminds me of, I think he figured it out after I dropped a few hints on him.
Yeah.
You know, Barry Church.
Yeah, I knew it was Barry Church. I had a feeling.
So there you go, after all that waiting today. Let's move into another segment. I briefly mentioned earlier something about Al Harris. Stanley Blair is another guy that comes from your school that you're at now, from southeastern Oklahoma. Are there any alumni from southeastern Oklahoma that I guess have come back to give any kind of insight to you guys or any kind of preparation talks or anything to prepare you for the grind ahead? You know, most of the guys that have come out of your school have played for 1 year, one and done. Is there anyone that's really, or is there someone in your life that's a mentor figure or someone that you that's helping you through this process in your senior season and going forward through the NFL draft evaluation process?
Well, we haven't had, my last school, I just now transferred into this year. So I'll be in southeast Oklahoma this fall. So I'll be just now getting there. But I don't have anybody that's, you know, serves as a mentor for me right now as far as getting ready for, you know, preparing myself to go to the NFL or anything. I mean, I have a few teammates that, you know, I play with, and they end up going pro. And, you know, I mean, I spoke to them, but, I mean, I never, you know, we never just talked about everything as far as, like, how it works.
Well, a mentor figure is important. That's actually one thing I do. We can talk off air if you want to about it. I do mentor draft prospects. It's something I do. I don't have the player's edge, but I have a lot of knowledge that I think I can help you with. Let's move forward into the segment I like to call pretty much pitch yourself to a general manager. Your favorite NFL teams come up to you and they just worked you out, and a few of the scouts are in front of you, or the general manager, or the director of college scouting. One of those guys, you had a really good workout, and they really like everything you bring to the table. They ask you, Derek, what can you bring to our franchise, and why should we give you a chance on our franchise?
Well, first of all, I'm a hard worker. And I know everybody's going to say that, but, I mean, I work very hard. And at the same time, you know, I'm willing to contribute to the team, whatever it is that I need to contribute to, like whether that's being on special teams or, you know, that's being doing this or doing that. Whatever it is that the team needs, I'm willing to come in and do. You know, I'm a team player, so I'm going to do whatever the team needs me to do. And I'm not a selfish person, and I love the game just like everybody else loves the game. And I'm a student of the game. I'm willing to get in the film room and learn whatever it is I need to learn. I mean, I'm real hungry right now, and I feel like, you know, just coming from a small school. I mean, all small school prospects are overlooked. So, I mean, all I need is chance. And if I get that chance, then I'm willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, make those doors open to where I can make a roster. I'll be on a team and contribute to a team in a positive way because, you know, you either making the team and you're making the team better, you're hurting the team. So I'm willing to get in there and help a team out any way I can.
You know, those are great answers that any talent evaluator would love to hear. Someone that's, you know, hungry for it, that they really want it. What's your biggest mindset that you want to play the game of football? Would you play for money? Yeah, money's nice, but you would play for free. I mean, that's what you would say. That you're hungry to learn the game, that you're willing to take any role possible. Some guys could be career special teams guys, and they make a living off of it. You know, look at Justin Bethel, who played at Presbyterian College. I know Justin. I don't know if you know. Do you know about Justin Bethel from Presbyterian? He plays for the Cardinals.
You know, I heard that name before.
He's a three-time Pro Bowler, and he's from Clinton, or from Presbyterian in Clinton, South Carolina, which is a small town, actually probably about 45 minutes from my apartment where I'm at right now. But, you know, some guys just make a living on special teams, but you're willing to take the role. Obviously, people want to see starting, you know, start in the backfield and do stuff, but, you know, you're humble enough to take the backseat role. Last segment of the night, I like to call the three-wish segment. You get to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing I will not allow you to wish for is instant success to a team, pretty much meaning, I want to get drafted in the fifth round to my favorite team. No, I'm not going to allow that. But, you know, worded it the right way to say, hey, I just want, you know, they've worded it different to where I say, okay, I'll take that. But I can't instantly just say, hey, you know, you're on a team. So three wishes to wish for any football-related thing, family-related thing, anything you want except instant success.
First off, I want to be able to play this game at the highest level. I want to play this game at the highest level, and I want to be able to do that. I just want to be able to make a roster and be able to go in and try to prove myself. And, I have a little girl, so I want her to have security and be able to, you know, enjoy life and enjoy the things, like do the things that, you know, I wasn't able to do growing up. And, third of all, you know, I don't know. Let me see. I want to be able to live comfortable and do things that I didn't get to do growing up and things that I always wanted to do. And yes, that's about it.
You know, you just want to get a better opportunity for your daughter and yourself. And, you know, just the opportunity to play and, you know, play in the best rank possible. You know, it might not be completely ideal sometimes, but, you know, just the opportunity. I tell my guys all the time, don't worry about where you're being drafted. Don't worry about what's going on. Just work hard enough and people will come to you. It might not be the perfect opportunity, and some of my guys know they haven't made it, but they understand he's like hungry and humble. That's something I use every day that I tell my guys. If you want to check out this interview in its entirety, season 2, episode 5, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interview, free safety Derek Ferguson from Southeastern Oklahoma has joined us tonight. This interview will be in its entirety, fully, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews under the 2016 tab. And if you missed any interview last year, we've got about 50 other interviews from last season. It's in the 2015 folder. And if you want to follow Derek on Twitter, DBerg_9, he's getting ready for the grind. His last season in college football, he's ready to make an impact. He's got the perfect size that, you know, is in this new, I'm using air quotes here, people, the new build for safety that everyone's after. He's fearless. He plays over the middle. He's got great athletic ability, the high point of ball. Would you like to give a shout out to anyone, Derek? Anyone at all in the world, your teammates, people, anyone at all? Do you want to give a shout out?
Well, I give a shout out to my, you know, my future teammates. I'm over at Southeastern Oklahoma and the coaching staff, and I'm just ready to get over there and work and pretty much, you know, go in there and prove myself. And you know, I know my head coach knows what I can do and what I can bring to the table, but I also want to gain the respect of my teammates also and go in and try to win the GAC title.
The GAC, the Great American Conference, very competitive sports fans. We have humbly had Derek Ferguson join us tonight. Thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I really appreciate you giving us I wish you the very best for the season. Hopefully we get some talent evaluators your way, some scouts, and maybe some other eyes. Maybe we get you a bowl game opportunity. But we really appreciate you coming on tonight. I think a lot of people should be looking out for you coming up this draft year.
All right. I appreciate you having me today.
No problem. We'll be in contact, all right?
All right, definitely.
That was safety Derek Ferguson of Southeastern Oklahoma, Season 2, Episode 5 of Inside the War Room. He's just a young man that wants an opportunity to get better. He's been through a little trial and tribulation, but he's got that perfect size that you'd like in your safety. He's 6'3", 215. He's very much like Barry Church from Toledo that went undrafted at place for the Cowboys. Both have the physicality that people really like in safeties. You know, he's been given an opportunity to really step up. I think this year he's really going to improve. I think just his size and athleticism alone will get him a chance. Maybe not with the NFL, but probably the CFL. But I really hope the best for Derek in his final season at Southeastern Oklahoma. If you've missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftRoomroom.com/interview. It will be archived there for the whole 2016 season, as well as if you missed anything from the 2015 draft, there's still plenty of interviews. We have guys such as there's just so many different guys. We've got Chris Bonner on there, Aaron Spikes, and just a whole bunch of other guys we have included with that. But thank you again, Derek Ferguson. Check him out on Twitter, dferg_9. He joined us. Derek, thank you. I wish you the very best in this season. And I'm your humble host, David West. Hope everyone has a great evening. Tomorrow night, I will bring to you Dominique Wyatt of Oklahoma Panhandle State, offensive guard. He's been getting ready. Just many of OPSU kids we will have on this year, or men, I should say. Very humble and hungry guys. Once again, thank you, Derek Ferguson, for joining us this evening. I am David West, and I hope everyone has a great evening. Take care, everyone.